In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Democrat Gina Griswold will face Republican Michael Allen to become the state's next attorney general. That's after the two won their respective primaries last night. In the Secretary of State's race, Democrat Amanda Gonzalez upset state lawmaker Jesse Danielson. In the Libertarian primary, Alex Astley defeated Sean Vadney. Both Gonzalez and Astley now head to the November general election. Senator John Hickenlooper won his U.S. Senate primary against State Senator Julie Gonzalez. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Hickenlooper, a first-term senator, won his race by a wide margin. He ran as a Democratic moderate willing to work across the aisle with his Republican Senate colleagues. Gonzalez, on the other hand, vowed to shake up the status quo. In his victory speech, Hickenlooper said he would continue to challenge the Trump administration.
We're going to start rebuilding this country in a way that solves our problems, doesn't make them worse.
He will face Republican Mark Baisley in the November general election. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
As of yesterday, Stage 2 fire restrictions are in effect for most of Colorado's ranger districts. The U.S. Forest Service says this includes all national forest lands, roads, and trails, as well as dispersed campsites. This means visitors to forest and grasslands will not be able to light a campfire or use a charcoal grill. Devices that use liquid or gas only and can be turned on and off are allowed in barren areas. Smoking is only allowed in enclosed vehicles or buildings. That order will be in effect through August 1st, unless lifted. And evacuations remain in place in Custer and Pueblo counties as firefighters continue to fight the Aspen Acres fire. Officials say the blaze that started Monday has burned more than 150 structures. That includes the historic Horseshoe Lodge in Pueblo Mountain Park. Authorities anticipate around 650 people will be assigned to the fire by Thursday. Mike Purcell, KRCC, and CPR News.